Do you enjoy playing relaxing puzzle games on your phone? I do. It's even better when they're free and you can collect prizes along the way. Welcome to Two Dots. I have been playing Two Dots to relax my mind, unwind, and there's something very methodical about it. The premise of the game is you connect dots horizontally, vertically, but never diagonally. And you head from level to level. And as I mentioned, you do collect points along the way if you are into that. More than 5,000 puzzles to keep you engaged and relaxed after a very long day. Uniquely designed challenges, game modes, and levels to choose from based on what adventure you are into. And by the way, you can download it for free right now on your Android phone or iOS. I also like the color template of this game. It's giving me very like pastel-y vibes. So yeah, I think you're going to enjoy it too. If you are ready to kick back and unwind, download Two Dots for free on Android and iOS and start connecting. Love you, doll. You're back in LA, right?
I'm back in LA. I'm chilling. I'm at the Dream Hotel. So all, you know, the listeners that want to stalk me, come into the lobby and find me. Just kidding, JK. No one's looking for me. Nobody cares. The apartment's not ready here, dear, until April 1st. So we are in a hotel, the Dream Hotel in Hollywood, babes.
Wait. But you're going back to New York City, like, after this, right? You're here for kind of a little covert operation, potentially. We may be seeing David on the big screen very soon. I'm just guessing. I don't know. David's part of a very exclusive project. I'm guessing it's TV. And then are you going back to New York and coming back? Are you here?
Because what I want to talk about now, I have to address some things. There's two things I would like to. So we have some housekeeping quickly before we get into Teresa and Jacqueline quickly. Two housekeeping rules. First of all, which has only been mentioned really on Patreon, is our second live show, Behind the Velvet Rope with Kim D. Just put that out there. April 18th at City Winery. Tickets are on sale. We have already sold almost the same amount of tickets as our first one already. And like, it's somehow it's, you know what it is?
Because
Sarah's making a face. I think it's because, I mean, the first one did great. I think it's because it's during the RHONJ season. And we take questions. I mean, when it's a Q&A, you can stand up and ask me or Kim any question. Someone DM me, will you talk about why you broke up with Jennifer Aiden? I mean, I've talked about it on page. Sure, whatever. There's no question off limits. It's me and Kim. So I think that's why. But April 18th at City Winery, tickets are $25. There's a meet and greet upcharge at $40 prior, which is where we can go deep during that because that's not going to be recorded. And then that's it. So buy tickets. Someone else keeps DMing me, two people, and saying, why don't you talk about RHONJ on the main show? I talk about RHONJ ad nauseum with Kim D on Patreon on Saturdays. More people than ever have signed up just because of this during the show. And so thank you for everyone new who has signed up.
David, that's huge. This is going to be really big. And I agree with you. I think during the season, you know, this season is, I mean, I can't even keep up with the back and forth about Teresa and Melissa and Teresa. And also, I don't really know why we're going back like over a decade. Like, does anyone care if Teresa knew that Melissa and Joe were going to be on the show or not? I guess we can do it. That was like trending. But people are very interested. You and Kim D are amazing together. Kim has so much insider info, and this live show is going to be popping. I'm not surprised. People need to get their tickets. It's going to be sold out very, very quick.
And by the way, I, to my touring manager, have asked about LA, and he doesn't really have a context here, but I have suggested that I would do a show with you here. It would be great. We would sell tickets. We would split the profits. We would go. I would buy a Louis. You would get, you know, a drink, an extra drink at the bar. I don't know what we would do, but we would do one to all for all the West Coast people, but he doesn't really have a lot of context here. Don't freeze on me, girl.
Oh my God, was I freezing? Okay.
No,
okay.
But you were reading something, so I thought you were frozen.
David, today is like the worst. Monday off to a crisis. I'm sorry. I apologize. Like,
no, I'm having crises
issues with
myself.
The Sarah Fraser show going on. I'm fielding texts. I apologize. I'm back.
We need
to definitely, once you're here in April, we will do.
We got to like walk fantastic. In somewhere or just do it ourselves. My booking manager does not have any LA contacts, but you and me doing a live show here, I think people would come, you know?
Honey, I'll tell you what. If I've learned anything from you, it's do it yourself. You got to build yourself. You got to build your own team. And then you have to tell the team, okay, team, today we are making David Yontif and Sarah Fraser famous. Do you know how to do that? Okay, here's step one, step two, step three. Get your ass out. Tell everybody that you got to see these two bitches live. That's like what we need to assign to do.
Listen, I am from the Kim Kardashian school of, and I just said this on a recent show, that all the haters can hate me. Get up and fucking work. That's the smartest thing Kim has ever said. And Miss Kardashian has said lots of smart things. I know y'all hate her, but I don't.
I
don't think anyone cares. And I'll be honest with you about RHONJ. I did a temperature check on my Instagram with Kim on, like, we did a posting like, did you enjoy the first few episodes? Most people are like, look, it's not bad. Most people are like, I'm bored. People are bored of Melissa and Teresa. Jacqueline and Teresa getting together was interesting to people. And that is a true Patreon exclusive, because Kim spoke to Jacqueline. I mean, I called Kim and I'm like, girl, earn your fucking keep. Pick up the phone. You're great friends with Dolores Catania. You're great friends. She's very good friends with Jacqueline. I'm like, pick up the phone, dial the number, and speak to your good friend, Jacqueline Larita. And I need to know all about this. Like, how did this happen? Like, who called who? Like, I need. So Kim is like, oh, I was on the phone with her for 2 hours. I'm like, good girl. You've earned your keep. So that is going to be discussed. I mean, like, I've discussed it ad nauseum on Patreon. I can't do it again here. But Kim found out, right? Yeah, but I think it's, look, this is what I can say here.
Okay.
For everyone who thinks that Jacqueline is coming back, they're like, Jacqueline mentioned moving to the East Coast. I'm like, okay, well, that's not untrue. I mean, Kim really went in. Kim spoke to her for like 3 hours. But Jacqueline's not coming back to RHONJ. She's not. So thank you all for thinking that. I'm just being like honest. I'm not angry today. I'm in like a non-angry mood. I'm not going to start yelling. It's not happening. It's just a lunch doesn't mean anything, you know? That's all.
What is your take? And I know, again, you guys, people need to go to your Patreon, but what is your real quick take on this? Like, do you care that Carlos King, I love Carlos King, we know this.
Love.
But do you care that there's a discussion about Teresa? It seems like there's a campaign that Teresa really is the sweetheart and Melissa and Joe Gorga are awful. And maybe that's true. I don't feel that way about either party. But what do you think this is like about Teresa not knowing that Joe and Melissa were going to join the show, which I kind of call BS on, and I'll tell you why. But do you care? It was over a decade ago. Do you care?
Not only do I not care, I don't even care about, everyone was like, because I didn't talk about this on Patreon, but it's like, we did a little bit, but like, I don't even care about the damn text. I don't even care about like this and that. Yes. I don't even care about current stuff. Like, who cares about these texts? Like,
Melissa
look.
Has posted on social media text messages essentially saying that was it in regards to the wedding or a party or something where Melissa
after the wedding, like when they last talked, and Teresa's party, which was on the first episode of, like, you know, who tried to reconcile. And I mean, and like, listen, I think the bottom line is people are sick of this Teresa Melissa thing. That's the consensus from my Instagram post.
I am.
And no, I don't think Teresa, I still think, you know, I blame you. I just spoke to Miss Catherine Edwards the other day. Oh. Kim and Catherine, the three of you together knocked me off my game, and I chose to change my mind about Lisa Rinna leaving, and I knew she was going to be fired. Or whatever, however you want to say it. And then the three of you changed my mind. And there, I am not changing my mind about Melissa leaving. She could stay. I am happy to be proven wrong. It's not about me being right. I would rather be blatantly wrong and stick to my guns this time than change my opinion and have her leave. I'm convinced Melissa's leaving. I don't think anyone cares anymore about this. It's over. It is over. I don't want to, people are like, but Andy loves Joe Gorga. Guess what? Andy loves, now he doesn't love everyone. He doesn't love Potomac. He likes Giselle. He loves Countess Luann. Countess Luann was fired. He loves Sonia Morgan. Sonia Morgan was fired. He loves Ramona Singer. Ramona was fired. He loves Lisa Rinna. She's fired. I mean, just because Andy loves you doesn't mean you're getting your job. So, you know, the fact that he, you know, so that's really where we are. I don't think anyone cares. And and Jacqueline is not coming back. And I love Carlos dearly. I guess he solved that story. And no, to answer your question also, I don't think it's like Teresa's so innocent. I mean, I don't really have a team, to be honest with you, as in person. I have issues with Teresa and Melissa. But I do think that, you know, I think it's time for Melissa to go. And I think people are, I think she is the Lisa Rinna of New Jersey. People are over Ms. Gorga. They're over it. I just think it's the lies, you know, the lies after year, people are done with it.
All right. I guess I've never gotten that invested. I like Melissa and Joe. I liked their dynamic. I did not realize that how fractured it really was, that they really haven't all been close. So I'm tend to leaning towards that you're probably right, that they are exiting the show. Because what purpose would they have to stay on? Especially, I think now you're seeing Teresa and Louis, and Louis' kids are probably going to be featured, and Teresa's kids. I could see it. I could see that ending.
And listen, Kim says, and nothing, listen, they know what they're doing in the editing. Kim D, I give her credit. See, I'm revealing some Patreon stuff. And I really think this is going to happen. You know, I don't know if you watched it, but like that scene with Louis and his sisters and the mother, we learn his mother's a psychiatrist.
Yes.
Teresa's, she's not leaving RHOMJ, but Kim said this, and I agree. I think 99% Teresa's getting a spinoff. It's going to be her and Louis, his sisters, the mother, his cute son. We know he's over 18, guys, so it's okay that I say that. Gia, Melania, Audrey. Yeah, they're away at college. Oh, please. They'll film it for
all
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Over the summer. Look, she's not leaving RHOMJ. She's going to get in the role. Everyone's going to get paid. They're not going to get as paid. It's going to be like, don't be tardy. And it's going to be, look, could that last for one season? Sure, it could be a huge flop. Mark my words, and we give credit to Kim on the Patreon. Teresa's that scene, I'm like, because Kim called me right. She's like, see? And I'm like, you're right, girl. They're setting, they're introducing you. Teresa's going to get like a don't be tardy spinoff. I don't know what it's going to be called. We'll have to think of a name.
You think?
Namaste. Namaste, Trey. I don't know. Namaste.
I like that. Namaste, Trey.
Namaste, Trey plus 8. Like how many people are? I don't know. Like something like that.
Do you think? I don't know. I mean, Louis' family comes off, and of course you and Kim know this better, but Louis' family comes off as very grounded in like in therapy. And I don't know. I feel like Teresa, is she going to jeopardize that? Because I just don't see that family, the mother, the sisters, participating in the way that like Jennifer Aiden participates in RHONJ, you know, or you know, Dolores. So to me, is Teresa going to jeopardize what seems to be this magical relationship with a family that's completely the opposite of Juicy Joe's family and her parent dynamic?
I mean, look, I think if everyone signs on the dotted line and there's money for the kids and his son and, you know, and they'll spin it to her of like, you know, this is an RHONJ, so there's not going to be drama. Like, was there really drama on Don't Be Tardy? I mean, you know, we had staged drama, which is also why I think these shows don't really work ever as good as Housewives. But I think it'll be light. I don't think there's going to be drama with the sisters, or I think it's going to be about this blended family. And just because, like, think about Don't Be Tardy, they had like these, it was like almost like the Chrisleys, like lightly scripted, right?
Oh, very much.
It'll be like that.
Don't Be Tardy, I mean, had at the time Kim was trying to pursue a music career, then you had like the chef, you know, the assistant for a while on Don't Be Tardy. But it was very comedic because it kind of came off as Kim Zolciak being a little bit of that dumb blonde. So I don't know what they're going to get out of Teresa and Louis' love story. Maybe what's the angle going to be? I don't think it's going to be fighting with Louis' family. I don't think she's going to want to jeopardize that. She's done that for over a decade with Melissa and Joe.
No, I agree. But everything Teresa does, like she did a post, and same with Melissa, is to the other one. So like Teresa did a post like, oh my God, I'm so happy to have like my, you know, finally a sister. I think Teresa would take the show. She would do it for the money, but also to be like a huge, like, fuck you to Melissa. Like, look, when Teresa says things like, this is my show, I mean, I'm not a tree hugger. But it's her show. It is. Speaking of Kim Zolciak, do we care that her house is in foreclosure again?
Ooh, Don't be tardy on those mortgage payments. I care. I care because I don't know what the truth is. Again, you know, Jason Aldean, the country singer, had reportedly bought Kim Zolciak, Bierman, and Croy's home in the past 30 days.
For himself or for them?
No, for himself, supposedly. Okay. Private sale.
Well, I guess it was a stupid question, but go on.
Then, you know, then she, Kim came out and said that wasn't true. I'm seeing on blogs, and Kim blames the blogs. She says, oh, the bloggers are all full of shit. I'm seeing in multiple places, including TMZ, that they are going to foreclose and the house is going to auction in March of 2023, in another month. It is, but I don't know what the truth is. She's completely denied this. Brielle was in the LAX airport this past weekend. I think paparazzi were asking her nothing. She didn't say anything. So I don't know what is true here. Do you? Do you know? Can you decipher the truth?
I don't know. I just think, listen, I mean, no one is saying that, you know, I foreclosed on my house or you foreclosed on your house. Like, I think where there's some smoke, there's some, I mean, we're not just going to make something up out of nowhere that is easily provable. This isn't like, did you cheat? Did you not cheat? Did you, I mean, there's a public record of these things. And if the train is moving, the train is coming. So look, I think that Kim to go on and say this isn't true, right? She did that Instagram like months ago, like, I'm not losing my house and fuck all of you. Be careful, girl, what you say, because those are really strong things to say something's not happening. What is, I mean, it doesn't, I mean, I would tend to think this is true. Where is this coming from? I mean, these are public records.
Right.
Why would everyone be saying this if it wasn't even remotely true?
But when your and house, once it, right? Well, when your house goes into foreclosure, though, don't they have to be moving out? I mean, I guess my thing is, has anyone down in Atlanta seen moving trucks at their home? You know, their home is massive on a golf course. They originally paid $800,000 for the home. It's now supposedly valued at over $2 million because of all the upgrades and improvements they made and generally the increase in market. But is anyone
but when sold
seen
at foreclosure, you get like the Girardi house went for $6.9 million.
Oh, yeah. And they had originally, yeah, listed that at $13 million. I mean, has anyone seen any movement around there? I would think that if they were being foreclosed and the house is going to auction in a month, you know, a week before, they're coming to lock your, you know, they're coming to change the locks on your house. So has anyone seen any movement? And why isn't that like on Reddit, on a public blog, if it's true?
Sorry, book me a flight to Atlanta for next week, please. Thank you. I mean, is this just another housewife that, you know, can't accept what's going on? I mean, we had Jen Shah and she's free Jen Shah and she's having, you know, $5,000-$10,000 dinners at Valbella in New York. I mean, is Kim just in denial that this is your reality? Live it, live it, live it. You know, everyone thinks I'm such a snob when I mentioned, like, you know, I have three homes. Guess what? If I couldn't afford it, I would say I live in a one bedroom or I live in a studio in a bad part of town. And my name is David. This is my life. Love it or just live your truth. Like it's okay. It's okay. I mean, I don't know how you got into this situation. I don't understand how people get into situations of buying something they can't afford. Even if you are on TV and a paycheck is coming in, I don't know how you count on that. I don't know how that's your
it's
your
fake
thing
it till
to,
you make
to sleep
it.
At night.
It's but fake it till you make it. I think she, because I think they feel, and you see this with all the housewives now, you see it constantly. I think they feel like they have to present that they live this glamorous life, like their makeup lines are so successful that
well, you're not on TV anymore. So who are you doing this for? I told this story with someone else, but like I'll tell it for 2 seconds. Here in LA, my apartment's getting ready. It's going to be a studio. It's going to be like a hotel room in a nice building with a pool and a gym. And it's like 5-star building, but it's going to be a studio. Someone in the Bravo world said to me like, oh, what, are you getting a 1-bedroom or a 2-bedroom? Like I'm getting a studio. And they're like, what? I'm like, well, I mean, it's my third home. And they're like, everyone's going to think you lost all your money.
Who cares?
Or everyone's going to think you're, that's what I said. They're going to think your show is going, I'm like, okay, please think, I'm not, what? Why? I'm not, this apartment isn't to show off to the world. This isn't like to prove my dick size.
Yeah.
How are you going to have people over? First of all, we're not, there's many common rooms and a pool if I want. No one's coming over. I don't like having people over. I'm like, whatever. I'm like a misanthrope who likes to just be alone when I'm home. So, but like that comment, it was so serious. It was so real. And I'm like, this comment is the actual problem. And I don't need to out who said this, but it is someone from the Bravo world who was literally dead serious of like, everyone's going to think you're like broke. And I'm like, it's a studio in like a 5-star building and it's my third home. And I don't, who cares?
I don't care.
Who cares? So like, do you want, I mean, but that just comment was like the problem with all of this,
it's
right?
It's the same with me. When I first moved to Los Angeles a year ago, I mean, my husband and I always live below my means. Like I just do because I love having money in the bank. If God forbid any
shit hits the fan, freedom, babe.
It's freedom. And I did like a little quick tour on my social media of my little 2-bedroom apartment. It's probably a 1960s building, 1970s building. And I did, I had messages from people that were like, wow, I thought you'd live in a nicer place by now. And I'm like, thanks. I'm like, okay, well, I don't really care. I mean, this is like, I don't want to pay. I do not want to give somebody $4,500 to $5,000 a month when I could be using that towards my mortgage. I'm spending less than $3,000 on my apartment for 2 bedrooms. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I am saving money. Sorry. But it's funny that people do say that and they do feel that way about, you know, I think anybody that they see in the public eye. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Aplin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com. To request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 5-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of 5-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS.
I'm going to post Hollywood. I'm going to post the Hamptons. I'm going to post New York. We're going to do one tour of each and then we're going to move on. New York's not ready. It won't be ready. I'm not Melissa Gorgoning this shit and posting it every other day. Yeah, I mean, it's like you post it just to post it and then you move on. And good for you. And LA, God, I had a wake up call. It ain't cheap. It's, you know, it ain't cheap.
So expensive. Los Angeles is probably, I don't care what people say, LA, San Fran, most expensive cities.
Not more than New York.
You don't think?
As far as rents. No, but it is cheaper, but it's more than I would think. I have that arrogance about New York. No, New York is like, I could tell you, like studio to studio, one bedroom. It's definitely more.
In New
but
York.
It ain't cheap.
It's
yeah.
more in New York City. Okay, gotcha.
But it ain't fucking cheap. I've had a real wake-up call myself. Real wake-up call. Yeah. Well, all right, Kim, I think it's true. To answer your question, I think it's true. Does anyone care about this? Wow. I mean, Lala and James cheated. She was with Randall. He was with Raquel. They cheated with each other. We saw that, you know, on Vanderpump Rules. I don't know. I mean, is that... I guess.
I would think that is a big deal because Lala has built her, you know, the past year on essentially alluding to that Randall's just this creepy scoundrel drug addict that also cheated on her all the time. So I would think if, you know, these cheating, you know, this rumor coming out, it's not even a rumor, right? It's confirmed that they cheated and Raquel has said so as well. I would think this hurts Lala in her ongoing custody battle with Randall a little bit, don't you?
Well, Randall has a lot of other allegations against him too.
Yes, he does. Yeah. I mean, Randall's in some deep,
which are real
shit.
Dark.
Yes.
I mean, real dark. Here's the thing. I'm first lost on, I just need to picture Randall, you know, like Kim and I were saying something like, you know, Teresa and Louie, they talk about all the sex they have. And I'm like, please stop. I cannot picture this. Lala and James, I just want to picture that for at least like an hour. Like, think of how hot that is. That is like, I mean, I think Lala's an animal in the bedroom. I think James is an animal in the bedroom. I think they're both really fucking hot. So once I'm over that, no, I think it's just, I don't know. Like, I don't, in my defense at this point of this taping, I have not seen the first episode of Vanderpump Rules, but I would like to watch Vanderpump Rules. I still think this season is back. It has a lot of buzz. I'm curious what people thought who saw it. No, this doesn't really.
Oh my God. Please let me know. Like, please let us know. Cause do I need to watch?
I'm like, okay.
I've never watched Vanderpump Rules. I've never cared. And I really try to get into it for you and our audience only, but I just don't give a lick. And I know. And Lisa Vanderpump is everywhere. And by the way, people have come for me on the comments about me. Like, I don't know even what I've said about Lisa Vanderpump, but people are like, leave Lisa Vanderpump out of your mouth about RHOBH.
I'm really? Like, oh, I didn't see that.
I'm like, okay, I didn't realize we had such diehard LVP fans, but
Honey, there's diehard. They just, listen, every time I've interacted in the real world with Lisa, she has been nothing short of pleasant to me. So I'm going to base it on that. Very lovely. Speaking of, you know, did you like, because you say you tried for Vanderpump to really hard. For me, you also tried Summer House. Which did you dislike more, Summer House or Vanderpump Rules?
Probably, oof. I don't care about Summer House or Winter House, or I don't give a fuck about anyone's house from Bravo. I just don't. I honest to God, like, congrats that these shows work. I just do not care. I don't get it. I know it's kind of like real worldy-ish. At least to me, Vanderpump, like, the restaurant or whatever, the restaurant business, you know? I mean, there's a fair amount of drama in the restaurant business anyway. I didn't mind Summer House. I think it was Summer House. So anyway, it's okay. I guess people love it and they continue to renew it. So what do I know?
I mean, listen, it started out horrible. Like, I hated it and then I didn't like it. And then they made a cast change and then I kind of liked it. And I think it's gotten really good.
Oh.
The fact that Carl and Kyle, I mean, Carl has quit Lover. Listen to me. Carl is dating his best friend, Lindsay.
Yeah.
They're engaged. They are going to be married. To me, from an outsider, what do I know? I've met Carl many times and met Lindsay many times. Lindsay has been on this podcast. Carl has been on this podcast. I really think this is the real deal. Listen, I don't know how it works. I would never be friends with someone for a long period of time and then wake up one day. Like, listen, I either want to fuck you when I first meet you, or I think we're going to be great friends, or I want nothing to do with you. I don't really have these sliding scales, but I think it works when you've been really good friends with someone for forever and you wake up and you're like, holy shit, this is like the love of my life. I think that is the basis for like a real thing. They seem real to me, but Lindsay and Danielle had a lot to say about her dating Carl. They ain't friends anymore. Carl leaving Loverboy, I know he has all these reasons that, like, you know, he's sober and it doesn't fit with his sobriety. That makes sense. And I guess, you know, when someone's running the company and you're like, it's your company. And you know, I mean, I get it, but it's kind of shocking that Carl is gone from Loverboy. And I mean, him and Kyle were like best friends. Look, I just think things change. When the thing is, Lindsay and Amanda have had beef, the wife and the fiance. So that's not, it's also why it's a great season of Summer House, or it's going to be. But I think we've seen the real end of Carl. And listen, a reason, a season, or a lifetime, right? It's okay. I mean, I have friends that you break up with and it's just, you don't, no hard feelings. And it's just, this is awful, but we're just going our separate ways. I got to do what I got to do, right? I think it's like that. But it's kind of a little shocking.
Well, for you all that watch regularly, I could see that. I just think, to me, I've known so many people that have gotten sober and their life changes so significantly, you know, in the best ways. And I cannot see how he could be a lot at all, you know, being a part of a 12-step program, you know, being so open and embracing sobriety and feeling so good. I just don't see how he could even be connected with very hard to do. Not that I do know some people that are sober that work in the business, in bartending and restaurants, but it's very difficult.
It's just out of all the industries, right? It's like, why? Yeah. And Carl traveled. That was his job too. He was the face of it when he would travel to Ohio or and say, hey, and I mean, the people are there. Yes, they want their picture, Summer House fans. But I mean, everyone is drinking Loverboy. That's why he's there. So you would buy it.
Right. They want you to have a drink. They want you to celebrate. They want you to test out the new product, the new flavor. So I could see, it probably is the end of a friendship a little bit and the end of a business. I mean, I'm sure he's got a lot of money invested. Carl does. So
he said, I'm still an investor in all this. But listen, so Lindsay loses Danielle. He loses Kyle. I mean, not really, but a little bit. It's like, it's this couple. This coupling has caused, you know, they're together till the end. So there's that. But, you know, it's going to be a good season. Lots of other things going on. I mean, you know what's really keeping me up more than, because I see you have Britney intervention. And you know what's really shocking? And by the time this comes out, everyone, I need to know what's going on with MGK and Megan Fox. There's a Randall tie-in. Randall is the way they met from the movie.
Really? Oh, that's right.
On Randall's movie. If you were listening, even though you got bored when I told my Randall story and he said, Megan's mad at you, and he met Megan Weaver from Jeff Lewis, even though she wasn't, I thought he was talking about Megan Fox, and I almost shit my fucking pants because I'm like, if Megan Fox is mad at me, like, my life is over. Like, there's no podcast here. She's going to shut my podcast down. I need to know why she did these postings from Lemonade and basically is unfollowed MGK and everybody, and then follows Harry Styles and Eminem, his enemy, and I think Justin Bieber. I got to know. Doesn't sound like it's going to end well for these two.
I would love to see her with Eminem. I think, oh, they would be so hot together. And so I do see her with a rock star. There's something very Pam Anderson about her. Just so stunningly beautiful. I would love to see him with Eminem. I don't think you ever listened to MGK. MGK did an interview on Howard Stern. He's very young. He has so much trauma from his childhood. Oh my God.
Like, what type of trauma? I think he is so fucking hot. He's so hot.
His parents were basically in a religious cult, and his mother, like, left him when he was a little boy, like 4 or 5 years old, took off to be in this religious cult, whatever the fuck calling she had, and left him with his father to raise him. And the father was a mess too. So I think it was like aunts and uncles and grandparents. He kind of bounced around. Look, that will mess you up right there. That's a lifetime of therapy of figuring out why would my mother do this? And you know, years they were estranged and she showed up at a, now I don't, you know, I'm sure a lot was going on with her psychologically to do that. She showed up to a concert, like backstage, to reunite with him. And that's
obviously when your son is MGK, you seem to want back in.
And isn't that terrible after all that? And then you only want back in because he's famous. Now, I can't say that.
I thought it was a different reason. I thought it was money. I mean, people sit over here and judge me and you when we say that we love money.
Oh, I
Everybody do. Loves money. And money is the root of like all evil and all greatness. It's like, so yeah, I think she's thrilled that he's famous, but I think she came for like a fucking payday.
Lenny Dykstra, the very famous Mets player, once told me in an interview, people who say that money is the root of all evil have never had money. And it's
love it. I love it, baby.
Lenny Dykstra's a total, he's a trip. But anyway, so I've to me, when I heard that, and you know, he's very much, he's done so many drugs. He's kind of semi, so he got a little bit sober with Pete Davidson, and he supports Pete Davidson because Pete Davidson like almost was suicidal over drug use. So stop. It's really like, to me, I want to like mother MGK, and their relationship was very mothering. Like she was kind of, because Megan Fox is a mom to three children. I just don't think the dynamic worked. It was very like, obviously very hot, hot sex. They're gorgeous. They're in Hollywood. All those things seem great, but I'm sure he has a lot that he's still working through. And then to be famous, I don't know. I feel like she needs to be with someone else. And I want him to get all the help he needs to be a great person.
Well, it seems like she cheated. I don't think she's going back to Brian Austin Green, who has a new, newborn with Shauna. And Randall Emmett, you know, another one of your matches that I guess just doesn't have the distance. Randall, I'm sorry.
Is anyone shocked, though? Are you shocked? Did you think MGK and Megan Fox were going to get married?
I never really thought about it. I really feel, because you know, I always say nothing shocks me, which is true. I mean, if I really think of what shocked me in like even the Bravo world, Erika Jayne, not everything that happened, the day she announced her divorce from Tom on E!, that shocked the hell out of me.
That did, yeah, me too.
Now, we had a lot of things happen afterwards, but don't think about it. When she announced that, we didn't have all the scandal and all that didn't come to later. That shocked me. The fact that I sat here all season and I stand by it. And I said, Ramona and Luann will keep their jobs and Leah and Sonia Morgan and Ebony will be fired, which I stand by from season 13. And then we have two Ronies. I mean, that shocked me. The second one never happening and is not going to happen. That doesn't shock me. I called that from the first minute. But the fact that we had an announcement of two Ronies, well, I didn't see that one coming. So those are two things that truly shocked me. I guess this doesn't shock me. I mean, just because of their age, they did seem kind of similar. Yeah, I think she needs like a nice, calm guy after this.
But Eminem is like sober, got his shit together. His daughter, Haley, just got engaged, seems engaged.
Is he hot enough for her though? I mean, Brian Austin Green is hot as fucking hell. And so is MGK. Does Eminem keep himself in shape over there?
I think Eminem's hot. And Eminem, I mean, you know, there's a star, you know? I mean, MGK's a star too, but not... I mean, Eminem is like a star. He's one of the biggest.
Do you know who's?
What?
Well, I was gonna say Brielle Bierman is hot for MGK too. I mean, for him and Eminem, those are her favorites. She told me. I'm just saying.
I don't blame her. I mean, there's both attraction. I don't have any tolerance for the drugs. Like, I can't. Like, sorry, I go to bed at 9. Like, what are you going to do? Cocaine, stay up by yourself? I'm sure you're going to be with someone else. Sorry, I got to get my beauty rest. So I can't, so Eminem is more attractive to me because that man's like sober now. I think he's like going to bed at 10, you know, and he's probably watching White Lotus season 2. So I'm down for him, but I'm not shocked that they're not together. There's a lot of good celebrity dirt though this past week.
Well, we're going to have to talk about it on our next show because we are out of time. Love everybody. We got a lot to get to, but and we can talk a little bit more about Brittany, but that's it. I feel bad for Randall and, you know, sorry it didn't work out, Randall. Everyone should follow you at the Sarah Fraser Show. See, I was very calm today. I was very calm the whole time.
You were wonderful. Yeah. I got a 1-star review on my podcast and it said, Sarah, you are a strong woman who always has a voice. Get a backbone and stop letting David Yontef interrupt you.
Yeah, they always think I interrupt you. I really don't interrupt you.
I interrupted you today, so there you go. I did. I mean, I don't think you do. I don't know why people. I love hearing what you have to say, and our relationship is so easy. And it's such built on such honesty. What I adore the most about you is, like, David and I always have all these adventures and business ideas, and David will call me and he'll go, "You don't want to go in business with me. I'm going to save you from me." And I go, "That's a true friend. That's a good friend."
Yeah.
To be honest about
this,
who you are.
This works fine. I've worked with evil before. It won't end well. It won't end well. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm saving you from me. It's like a real friend, like a friend of mine from high school now is starting to have feelings for this other friend. It's a long story. They dated like 1,000 years ago. And she's just like, you know, we'll sacrifice the friendship if we like see. I'm like, yeah, actually you will. So, I mean, I don't know what you want from me. So that's like this. It won't end well.
I want to be friends with you because I adore you and you've helped me so much with my business and my confidence. And that is most important to me. So I, no problem. We don't need to go into business. I would rather be friends with you.
And we do this, and it's great. Exactly. Okay, we're going to have another show very soon,
yes.
Sarah.
Bye, David.
Love you much. Bye.
Bye.